Pikachu, use Thunderbolt. Exodia, obliterate. Kamehameha. Some of you are wondering why I shouted out three random phrases. Some are asking themselves, where have I heard this from? Don't worry, I can answer that for you. These three phrases come from three popular animated TV shows, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh!, and Dragon Ball Z. Now, these three franchises were not created in the US. They were made in Japan and are commonly known as anime. Anime is defined as Japanese animation, and it has created a huge fandom here in the West. I am one of those fans. But believe it or not, it took me a while to get into the genre. In fact, I used to hate anime. Hi, I'm Caitlin, and this is my story of how I became an anime fan. My story begins in the year of 2006. I was just a little girl in kindergarten living a careless and free life. With my young age and one-tracked mind, there was only one thing I cared about. That, my dear friends, was a little yellow guy known as SpongeBob SquarePants. The Nautical Knots and Sea Sponge dominated my existence. Every day, I couldn't wait to come home after school to catch the latest episode. I watched SpongeBob so religiously that it got to the point where I could recite multiple episodes line by line almost perfectly. One of my favorite scenes to copy was from the episode Survival of the Idiots. SpongeBob and Patrick are trapped in Sandy's tree dome while she's hibernating. While they watch her sleep, Sandy begins to mumble, "I've had enough of your dastardly deeds, Dirty Dan. I'll catch you and your partner, Pinhead Larry, or my name ain't Sheriff Sandy." I know you all probably think I'm lame for copying a cartoon, but cut me some slack. I was young and careless. SpongeBob was the only thing that mattered to me, and I wasn't going to let anything or anyone get in the way of what I loved. Or so I thought. Reality would soon put an obstacle in my path, and that obstacle was my older brother. Since my brother and I went to the same elementary school, we would walk home together. During those walks, he would go on and on about Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! However, there was this certain anime that he would talk about the most. This anime was about an ecstatic, spiky, blonde-haired ninja who spouted aspirations about becoming the next Hokage, the ruler of his village. This show, my friends, is known as Naruto, and I despised it with every fiber of my being. I cannot stand to hear anything about Naruto from my brother. When he first told me about it, I thought it sounded boring and boyish, which in turn led to my disinterest and annoyance. Apparently, this was only the beginning of my suffering, because things would go from bad to worse on a weekly basis. Since SpongeBob was my favorite show, I often had to fight my brother over the TV just to watch it, especially on the weekends. However, I usually lost those battles because my mother scheduled TV times for us, and every Saturday at 8 p.m., my brother got the TV. And guess what came on at 8? That's right, Naruto. Every weekend, I watched Naruto episodes with my brother, and it was agonizing. I might have been overly dramatic, but back then, due to my young age and short attention span, I just did not care for an overarching serious show. I wanted something simple, colorful, and funny. You know, something that would keep me entertained. Despite my disgust for Naruto, something would happen that would change my perspective on the show and the anime genre as a whole. Around the year 2010, my family suffered through some financial struggles, and due to this struggle, we weren't able to afford cable television. This was bad for my siblings and I, because we couldn't watch channels such as Nickelodeon, where I would watch SpongeBob, and Cartoon Network, where my brother watched Naruto. In order to provide entertainment for ourselves, my siblings and I would often make trips to the library to check out DVDs. I obviously grabbed SpongeBob content, and my brother got 3 or 4 Naruto DVD box sets. This is where my TV experience would change. One day, while I was at home, I was trying to find something to cure my boredom. I had already watched my SpongeBob DVDs, and it was too late in the day to play outside. Honestly, I felt stuck. In the end, I ultimately decided to hang out in my brother's room since he was spending the weekend with my grandmother. While I was in his room, I stumbled upon the Naruto DVD box sets. I thought to myself, this show, this anime that I hate so much, am I really going to watch it? I continued to ponder until I finally said, ah, what the heck, I've got nothing to do anyway. So, on that day, I watched an episode of Naruto on my own accord. One episode turned into two, then three, then four. At this point, I was completely enraptured and enlightened. I thought to myself, this isn't half bad. That weekend, I watched all the Naruto DVDs my brother had. I was captivated by the story, music, animation, and the characters. To me, it was truly a spectacle to behold. At that moment, I realized I liked Naruto, and I was wrong for not giving it a chance. Now, whenever we went to the library, I would grab Naruto DVDs to educate myself on the story and characters. At this point, my journey into the anime fandom had begun. After I finished up Naruto, I discovered other popular anime such as One Piece and Fairy Tail. I even went through a Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh phase, two other anime that I didn't particularly care for. My love for the genre was growing, and it would continue to grow over the years. No longer was I Caitlin, the girl overly obsessed with SpongeBob. Now, I'm Caitlin, a true die-hard anime fan. So if you're a person that judged anime, I ask that you open your mind and give it one more chance. Who knows? You might find something that intrigues you. From the catchphrase of My Hero Academia, you must go beyond. Plus Ultra!